5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for March 7th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, a Russian spy poisoned. Former Russian spy and his daughter in critical condition after being exposed to an unidentified substance in Salisbury, England. Sergei Skripal, age 66, and his 33-year-old daughter Yulia were found unconscious at a bench in the Maltings shopping center on Sunday afternoon. It's being treated as an assassination attempt linked to Russia, according to sources in the British government. The two remained critically ill in hospital on Tuesday. UK Home Secretary Amber Rudd said authorities know more about the substance now. This after an emergency cabinet-level meeting Wednesday morning. They're supposed to announce more information at a press conference Wednesday afternoon. This was prompted by the need to investigate this because of some other high-profile and mysterious deaths on British soil in the past few years. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pointing out that there are echoes in this case to what happened to former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko, who died a slow death in 2006 after drinking tea laced with the highly poisonous and radioactive substance polonium-210. This happened in the Mayfair section of London back in 2006. An inquiry in the UK later determined that Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the assassination of Litvinenko by Russian agents. Topic number 4, Russians inside the Democratic National Committee. Shortly after WikiLeaks released emails from the DNC on July 26th of 2016, former UK spy Christopher Steele filed a memo with his employer, Fusion GPS, claiming that the DNC hack during the 2016 election campaign involved Russian agents inside the Democratic National Committee itself. This is being reported by New Yorker magazine. The unverified claim was contained in a multitude of memos that Steele compiled on behalf of Fusion GPS, which, as you know, if you watch this program, had been hired by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign to compile opposition research, dirt, on Donald Trump. Of note, the 35-page Steele dossier, or really Clinton dossier, used in part by the FBI to obtain a FISA court warrant to surveil campaign volunteer Carter Page, hoping to find dirt on Mr. Trump, was comprised of 17 of Steele's memos, uncorroborated memos. Meanwhile, we should point out that while Special Counsel Robert Mueller has been digging into all of this, he has yet to reach out to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange or the New Zealand entrepreneur Kim.com. He was the founder of that file sharing service called Mega Upload that was shut down by the United States government a few years ago. Kim.com clearly knew the WikiLeaks emails were going to drop before they went public. In fact, while Assange has insinuated that it was DNC staff member Seth Rich, who was later murdered in Washington, D.C., who leaked these emails, Kim.com has said explicitly that he knows for a fact that it was Seth Rich. He says that, in fact, he was involved in this, that Seth Rich, using a thumb drive, was the source of the emails leaked to WikiLeaks. And of course, the DNC still blaming Russia for well, among other things, for Hillary Clinton losing to Donald Trump in the presidential election. Topic number 3, nightmare for dreamers. A federal judge says President Trump is within his authority to end DACA. On Monday, a Maryland federal judge gave the Trump administration a win in a lawsuit over the Department of Justice's ability to rescind the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. These are children brought into the country illegally by parents. President Obama exceeded his constitutional authority with an executive order that basically said they could stay in the country. Well, Judge Roger W. Titus ruled that Trump did have the legal authority to rescind the executive order that President Obama issued in 2012. The order, which is designed to protect illegal immigrants who were brought into the U.S. as minors, was rescinded by Trump over a period of 6 months in order to give Congress time to work out a legislative solution. Titus wrote in his decision, "This decision took control of a pell-mell situation, chaotic, and provided Congress, the branch of government charged with determining immigration policy," in other words, not something a president can do with the stroke of a pen, "an opportunity to remedy it. Given the reasonable belief that DACA was unlawful, the decision to wind down DACA in an orderly manner was rational, end quote. Now, he goes on to say that while President Trump's statements, public statements, are often controversial and ill-grounded, his legal grounds for his executive order here are firm. President Obama exceeded his constitutional authority, and all President Trump is doing is trying to correct that and give Congress time to do it instead of just making it happen immediately. Well, anyway, the administration had officially set March 5th, this past Monday, as the day to end the deadline for the Dreamers to remain in the country. But despite this decision by Judge Titus, there are still legal holds on the implementation of Trump's executive order due to several injunctions that have been issued against it in other courts. Well, topic number two, Main Street First. White House Chief Economic Policy Advisor Gary Cohn has resigned from President Trump's administration. This Trump, or Cohn, by the way, former president of the investment bank Goldman Sachs. He's also an advocate of free trade. Resigned, his official departure date coming up in a few weeks. Decided to quit after Trump announced his tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Cohn, in disagreement there, wanted no part of these protectionist actions. This has been all in the news over the past few days, where free traders are up in arms about the looming trade war with China. The fact is, though, countries like China were using NAFTA, our North American Free Trade Agreement, with Mexico and Canada as sort of a backdoor route to get into the United States market. In other words, they could sell stuff on the cheap to Canada and Mexico. Parts could be produced, or goods produced from those cheap metals, and then brought into the United States, thereby avoiding American trade protections, which is why, by the way, the president is also getting tough on NAFTA, trying to close that loophole so that American manufacturers and American raw materials producers, steel mills, aren't subject to this sort of beggar thy neighbor policy of our neighbors to the north and south. Not only is the president putting America first, he's putting Main Street America first. Remember, when you hear economic experts crying that this is the worst thing ever, just remember that they, like Gary Cohn, represent the interest of the Wall Street bankers, whose operating motto is this: heads, we win; tails, you bail us out. Enough of that. And topic number one, big space rock. At least one bit of good news: we weren't destroyed by a big space rock that flew by the Earth in the early hours of Wednesday morning. This thing could be up to 1,600 feet in diameter. They're still trying to get a handle on it. Only recently discovered, this asteroid, dubbed 2017 VR12, passed by in the early morning hours today, labeled potentially hazardous by NASA. They're still trying to calculate its exact orbit. But it didn't get any closer to Earth than about 900,000 miles, which is about four times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. As of last week, estimates from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center put this at between 490 feet and about 1,600 feet in diameter. The Empire State Building, for contrast, about 1,450 feet. The largest of the near-Earth objects tracked by these eyes in the sky, or eyes on the sky, rather, about 18 and a half miles across, which is about the size of the island of Aruba. So 2017 VR-12, only a mid-size space rock. But something to be glad about today, because it missed. Now, there is a day coming when things like that falling from the sky will be on the evening news, assuming television is still functional. That's End Times Bible Prophecy, which will be one of the many topics discussed at the 2018 Hear the Watchman Conference coming to Dallas. Iron sharpens iron. Bible prophecy, geopolitics. We'll even take a look at the UFO phenomenon. That'll be my talk. Speakers like Bill Salas, Carl Gallops, L.A. Marzulli, Casper McLeod, Pastor Paul Begley, Josh and Christina Peck, Sharon K. Gilbert, myself, and many others. Now, the conference just about sold out, and I do know that the hotel, the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center, is sold out. They're already directing overflow to the Super 8 in Grapevine, Texas. For information on that and to register, if you see if there's still room, hearthewatchmen.com. But you can still sign up for the video streaming, the video feed in full HD coming to you direct from Dallas, and we can save you 20% on that. Save 20% off the video feed from the Hear the Watchman conference at hearthewatchmen.com. Oh, promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20. Speaking of conferences, the True Legends Conference, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age, coming back to Branson. This will be September 14th through the 16th at the Mansion Theater. Registrations are going quickly, and there's a limit, only 3,000 or so, due to fire code regulations. The fire marshal in Branson, not going to let us squeeze extra people in. So if you'd like to go, register early. You'll find more information and registration information at... Department of Redundancy Department at gen6.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. Take us with you. You'll get these daily reports plus our weekly interview programs sent directly to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's Android, iOS, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. You'll find the links to the app stores for the free download at skywatchtv.com. skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar there where it says mobile app. Hey, by the way, we know you've got a television and pretty sure you've got internet or you wouldn't be watching this. Put the two together and bring Skywatch TV to your television on your schedule. You got a Roku box? They're not that expensive. Get Roku or Apple TV and you can add us to your television through the interwebs. You'll find out more information on how to get the Skywatch TV channels for Roku and for Apple TV. At the website, we've got that information also in the top menu bar there, skywatchtv.com. And you'll find all of my stuff posted at my website. That's derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
With all the talk in media today about women's rights to be heard and treated with fairness and decency in all public platforms, Donna Howell's timely new book boldly establishes how it was Jesus Christ himself that settled this issue a long time ago. And at a time when it would have been considered revolutionary and prophetic. Bible scholars know that Jesus, while recognizing appropriate gender roles, intentionally began the first women's empowerment movement. But why did he do that? The answer to that mystery is in the Bible itself. Now, in one of the most talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy by best-selling author Donna Howell. The permanent changes Jesus made regarding women's rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world is brought to light.
And if God decides to raise up a radical, he only needs one voice for an entire great awakening, and it could be yours. Yeah.
This is Reverend Donna Howell. Yeah.
Once you read The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you'll never think about the church that Jesus Christ started and that his apostles decreed in the same way again. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, available March 1st at skywatchtv.com.
Follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to the issue of women, their leadership role in the church, and understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. Skywatch TV is proud to announce one of the most anticipated, talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. When you order The Handmaiden's Conspiracy from Skywatch TV, you'll receive Skywatch TV's brand new, beautifully bound, limited edition, red letter, King James Version of the Holy Bible with Apocrypha. In addition to the Old and New Testaments, this never-before-released, one-of-a-kind deluxe collector's Bible includes the ancient apocryphal books like Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts that the disciples of Christ read and quoted from. This gorgeous, limited edition Bible is available exclusively from Skywatch TV and holds a retail value of $80. Yours absolutely free for a limited time. That's right, absolutely free when you purchase the Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Also included in this once-in-a-lifetime offer is the Donna Howell collection that includes all three of her runaway best-selling works, Radicals, Redeemed Unredeemable, and Final Fire. Sold separately, this unprecedented promotional offer retails for $160. Yours now for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. This is one of the most exciting promotional offers we've made available, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to receive all four of best-selling author Donna Howell's works, along with the remarkable Deluxe Collector's King James Version of the Bible that includes the ancient apocryphal books of Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts. In fact, order numerous sets to give away to every Bible enthusiast and student you know. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Order now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.